Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to once again come into your presence.
天父，再一次多谢你俾我哋有机会嚟到你嘅面前。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
求你嘅灵充满我哋。
That we are here to give you praise, to worship you.
我哋嚟到呢度系要赞美你、敬拜你。
For you are the mighty God.
因为你就系呢个全能嘅主。
Mighty God that loves us.
一个爱我哋嘅全能主。
The mighty God that we call Abba Father.
系我哋称为我哋阿爸父嘅全能主。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
我哋祈求你嘅灵充满我哋。
Open our hearts.
打开我哋嘅心。
Give our ears to be able to hear.
让我哋嘅耳朵能够听见。
Our hearts able to receive.
我哋嘅心能够得着。
We pray that your words will speak to our hearts.
我哋祈求你对我哋嘅心说话。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我哋系奉耶稣基督嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're continuing our study in Mark chapter 10.
我哋继续会研读马可福音第十章。
And there's another Mark. When we come to chapter 10, it's another change of scenery.
去到第十章嘅时候，我哋睇到呢一个幅图画有啲嘅改变啦。
Jesus leaves Capernaum and go in Galilee.
耶稣离开咗加百农，加利利。
Now he's moving south.
现在佢就向南咁度行。
And we know that he is heading towards Jerusalem for the Passover.
佢就要去到耶路撒冷准备逾越节。
So now he's in the region of Judea and Perea.
佢而家咧就已经去到犹太嘅境界，
And we are now within the last few months of Jesus' ministry on earth.
咁讲到嚟呢度咧，其实就系讲到耶稣喺地上最后嗰几个月嘅时光。
In a few months, he will be entering Jerusalem, and where he will be persecuted and crucified.
因为仲有几个月，佢就要进入到去耶路撒冷被逼被害。
And what we see here again, Jesus attracts a crowd.
我哋喺呢度睇到耶稣亦都吸引咗一。
And these Jewish leaders are always following him.
而呢啲犹太嘅领袖亦都系不断嘅去跟住佢。
So Jesus continues to teach wherever he goes.
耶稣去到边度咧，都继续嘅去教导。
To teach them the kingdom of God is near.
让人知道神嘅国度已经系近啦。
And the Pharisees continue to test him and try to persecute him.
法利赛人亦都不断嘅尝试嘅去试探耶稣，去逼迫耶稣。
And we see this in verse 2.
我哋喺第二节就已经睇到啦。
You know, they asked Jesus a very specific, devious question about divorce.
佢哋问咗耶稣一个问题，好似系要落一个陷阱俾耶稣咁样。呢一条问题系关于休妻。
Now they weren't really interested about what Jesus thought about divorce.
其实他们不是真的有兴趣这个题目。
Because they were divorcing a lot.
因为在那个时候有很多人都是离婚。
So no matter what Jesus said, they'll continue to do it anyway.
所以无论耶稣说什么都好，他们都会继续做的。
And the history of what's happening in Israel is that after the exile,
那个历史来讲呢，就是当以色列人流亡之后。
After Jerusalem was torn down and everybody was in exile.
当耶路撒冷被攻破的时候，当以色列人是散播到周围。
What the Bible says is that Israel divorced a lot of their Jewish wives.
这里其实讲到以色列人有很多人都是休了他们以色列民的妻。
And they married a lot of the foreigners.
他们就是与别的民族通婚。
And that was not just happening among the people, that was happening in the leadership.
这里不单只是在平民身上发生，但是在领袖身上一样又发生。
So if you want to learn about that, you can read Malachi and also Nehemiah in the Bible.
如果你想更加明白，你可以读马拉基书或者是利未记。
Nehemiah. Sorry.Now, they weren't really interested in what Jesus had to say.
其实这些人不是真的有兴趣听到耶稣有什么好
讲。The real reason why they're asking Jesus about this question. 为什么他们
会问耶稣这条问题呢?
It's because of where he is.
Because of
where he is.
是因为当时耶稣在哪里?
This area of Judea and Perea.
就是这个犹太的境界和约旦河外。
This was the area that was controlled by Herod Antipas.
这个地方呢, 就是被希腊安提布斯来统治的。
Now, if you remember back in chapter 6,
如果你记得在第六章,
Herod Antipas was the brother was the person who took his brother's wife and married her.
希律安提布斯就係娶咗佢兄弟嘅太太。
And it was John the Baptist's condemnation of this action that actually led to his beheading.
就係因為施洗約翰對希律有呢一個嘅指責，而致
And the Pharisees were hoping that Jesus would suffer the same fate. That if he stood with John the Baptist, he also will face that persecution of Herod. So the purpose of this question was to trap Jesus.
个问题的原意就是要设立一个陷阱给耶稣。
Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
人可不可以休妻呢?
And how does Jesus answer?
耶稣怎样回答?
Jesus, in his wisdom, he turns them back to Scripture.
耶稣在他的智慧里面就要将他们指向经文。
And he asks them, what did Moses command you?
耶稣问他们,摩西怎样说?
They said in verse 4, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce to send her away.
他们这样说, 摩西许人写了休书,
they're actually pointing to Deuteronomy 24.
Sorry. 生命记,
24.
24章。
And Jesus said to them,
那耶稣跟我们说什么呢?
It's because of your hardness of heart he wrote to you this commandment.
他说因为你们的心是刚硬的, 所以就有这个律例。
Now this is a very interesting comment.
这个是一个很有趣的回应。
You know, Jesus is actually saying that there are laws in the Old Testament
耶稣在这里说就是说, 其实在旧约有些的律例,
that are not laws of God's will for all time.
不是合乎神的心意的律例。
They were temporary.
这些是暂时性的。
Laws of how to best manage sin among the people at a specific time.
就是在某一段的时间, 怎样用最好的方法去处理人的罪。
Divorce is never commanded and never instituted as a law in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面, 离婚这件事从来不是一个诫命或者是一个律例,
but it was permitted and regulated.
但是是容许亦都是受管制的。
Just as polygamy was not a law, it was permitted and regulated.
就是等于一夫多妻从来都不是一条律例, 但是是容许亦都是受管制。
So what Jesus is saying here,
所以耶稣在这里说什么呢?
Is that this permission of divorce,
这里容许人离婚,
is not really God's real desire for
his
people.
这个不是神在他子民当中的心意。
But it's allowed because of the hardness of heart.
但是是容许, 为什么呢? 是因为他们心刚硬。
It's because of sin.
是因为罪的缘故。
Their inability or unwillingness to turn from sin.
他们不愿意, 亦都没有这个能力去转离罪。
So these laws are there to regulate.
所以这些律例是要管制。
But in reality,
但是事实上,
God has a will.
神有他的心意。
And God, and Jesus goes back to Moses' writing again.
耶稣再一次讲到摩西的律法,
but this time to Genesis 1 and Genesis 2.
但今次就是讲创世纪的一章二章。
He goes back to show the way that it was supposed to be.
他要他们看到的原意是应该怎样的。
Jesus here in these verses show us the true will of God for marriage in creation.
在这里, 耶稣让我们看到在神创造的原意里面婚姻的目的。
It's amazing irony that when Jesus is asked to speak about divorce.
这是一个很讽刺性的, 当人去问耶稣关于离婚的事情,
Jesus comes and shows us the sacredness of marriage in these
但是耶稣就在短短这几节里面, 让我们看到婚姻的神圣,
sacredness of marriage.
婚姻的神圣,
it's probably a timely sermon.
或者这个是一个很合适的讲道,
because if you look at our society nowadays,
如果我们去观察一下我们现在的社会,
marriage has a very low view. There's a very low view of marriage.
人不看重婚姻,
marriage has lost a lot of its luster.
婚姻失去了它的光彩,
well, there's no sanctity in marriage anymore.
在婚姻里面没有神圣这件事了,
you know, the problem is that the mentality of the society now is everybody sleeps around.
因为现在我们社会的思想就是可以跟任何人去上床,
there's no keeping yourself holy for your spouse.
我们再没有说要自洁的为着我们的配偶,
the attitude is why bother getting married?
现在的态度就是说结婚来做什么?
You know, people a lot nowadays are actually skipping the wedding bells and moving into living together without marriage.
不用结婚了,
makes it a lot easier.
好像容易很多,
but that's not the way God designed it.
但是这个不是神的设计,
today we're going to be looking at the sacredness of marriage.
今天我们要看到婚姻的神圣,
and we're going to look at 3 points.
我们会用三点来看,
that first point is marriage is the design of God and instituted by God.
第一点就是婚姻是神所设计、神所设立的。
Marriage is a second point is magic is marriage is a mystical union that God joins them together.
第二，婚姻就是一个奥秘的结合，是神所配合的。
And thirdly, marriage is designed to be an unbreakable covenant.
第三，婚姻被设立的时候，是要成为一个不能破碎的约。
Point one, marriage is a design of God, instituted by God.
第一，婚姻是神所设计、神所设立的。
We see that in verse 6.
我们在第六节就看到了。
But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be hold fast to his wife.
从起初创造的时候，神造人是做男做女，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
These famous words come from Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
这个亦都系从创世纪第二章第24节取出嚟嘅。
That in the very beginning, God instituted the marriage in the created order.
起初喺神嘅安排里边，神设立咗婚姻。
And he reinforces this in Genesis 1, 27 to 28. Let me read this to you.
然后他在创世纪27章28节，他再更加的强调。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the seas, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
There's so much theology packed in these few verses. There's so much to talk about, but we're only going to scratch the surface of them today.
我们可以讲很多，但是今天我们只可以是轻轻略略地讲。
Male and female, he created them.
做男做女。
Now this is God's perfect design.
这个就是神完美的设计。
It's very clear God intended marriage to be between a male and a female.
这里很清楚神的原意，婚姻是在一个男一个女的当中。
And it also is very clear that your sex is also determined by God.
这里也很清楚讲到你的性别是神所分配的。
You were designed and made by God.
你是神所设计、神所做的。
And God made you a male or a female.
是神造你为男、造你为女。
It's not something that you develop over time.
不是说你在一段时间里面 发展成为。
God knew us in our maleness or femaleness.
神喺我哋做男做女当中清楚嘅知道我哋。
From the very beginning.
从一开始就知道。
Psalms 139 says, "For you formed my innermost parts; you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well.
诗篇一百三十九篇十三至到十四节就系咁样讲：我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已浮庇我。我要称谢你，因为我受造，奇妙可为。你的作为奇妙，这是我深深知道的。
It's a wonderful thing that each and every person is fearfully and wonderfully made.
就系咁奇妙，我哋每一个人都系喺神嘅奇妙里边被创造。
If you think about it, even little babies have their personalities, their character.
你试想下，就算系一个婴孩，佢都有佢自己嘅个性。
They have their quirks.
佢哋有佢哋自己嘅独特。
You know, it was very obvious to Mabel and myself.
而對於 Mabel 同我咧，就係好明顯嘅。
Because when you have twins, you can compare.
因為如果你一嚟有一對媽嘅咧，你就會睇到個比較。
You know, when you have one singleton baby, it's like, oh, maybe all babies are like this.
如果你淨係生一個，你話哦，或者所有 BB 都係咁啊。
But no, when you have two, you see their personality, their character, and their personal traits right away.
但係當你一嚟有兩個嘅時候，你就好快、好清楚去睇到佢哋每一個人有佢自己嘅個性。
They're very different.
佢哋係好唔同嘅。
One likes to be carried.
有一個中意被抱嘅。
One likes to cry.
有一個係中意喊嘅。
One likes to drink milk.
有一個中意飲奶嘅。
The other one likes to eat.
另外係中意食嘢嘅。
And their personalities are one is very happy and joyful.
他们的个性一个是很开心很喜悦的。
Very easy to coddle, and when they're upset, they stop crying very easily.
咁如果佢哋唔开心嗰时候咧，你好快氹下佢就开心噶啦。
And one cries more.
你一个就喊多啲噶喎。
Because when they're unhappy, they're really unhappy.
如果佢唔开心嗰时候，佢真系唔开心。
So they're different.
你睇到个唔同噶。
Even when we're babies, they were created by God.
就算佢哋系婴孩嘅时候，佢哋系被神所创造的。
Each and every one of us were created by God with God-given personalities and character traits.
我哋每一个人都系被神所造，每一个人都有神俾我哋嘅性格。
And that includes our maleness or being a female.
呢个亦都包括埋我哋系做男定做女。
It's by God's design.
呢个系神嘅设计。
He meant it to be that way.
呢个系神嘅意思。
Yes, we will develop and change by our environment.
冇错，我哋喺我哋环境里边可能会有啲嘅改变。
But the basis of our character, our personality traits of who we are.
但系我哋基本，我哋系边一个？我哋嘅性格，我哋嘅性别。
It remain the same.
是不会变。
And it says here that God made you in His image.
在这里说到是神照祂的形象而造你的。
Very important. What does that mean?
这个很重要的意思是什么？
Does it mean that God looks like Michael Locke?
那意思是不是神是好像 Michael Locke 的
呢？ No, of course not.
当然不是啦。
No, God doesn't have a physical body.
神是没有肉体的嘛。
You know, but it does. What does it mean? Is it means that no other animal God created, even though they're male and female, none of them are made in God's image. Man is unique.
呢度嘅意思系，虽然神都做咗动物，动物都有男同埋女，但系呢啲动物唔系照神嘅形象嚟做嘅。
Only man.
净系人系照神嘅形象嚟做。人是跟住神的形象而做的。
That is what makes you tremendously special in the eyes of God.
就是因为这样的缘故，你在神的眼中是十分十分宝贵。
Both male and female, they're made in the image of God.
无论是男或女，你们都是跟住神的形象而做的。
You're created equal.
你们是被创造的时候是同等的。
Your standing is equal before God.
你在神的面前，你们是同等的。
And being made in God's image means that you are given a soul.
而在神的形象而做的意思就是你有一个灵魂。
A soul that has a conscience.
一个灵魂是有良知的。
A soul that knows good and evil.
这个灵魂是知道善与恶。
A soul that lasts forever.
这个灵魂是永恒的。
A soul that is designed to have communion with God.
这个灵魂被设计的时候是能够与神相交。
And it is these two souls that God joins in holy matrimony.
神就是将这两个灵在神食的婚姻里面来结合。
God said to them,
神就这样跟他们说,
Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it.
你要生养众多，遍满全地。
The union of marriage,
婚姻的联合,
it is the most foundational building block for the society.
婚姻的联合就是社会中最基本的基础。
That is the way that God designed it.
因为这个就是神的设计了。
Husband and wife were to bear children.
夫妻要生兒孩,
which was the form of family, a unit. It is this family unit that becomes the foundation of our society. There's a lot of writing that says the fall of our society.
有很多的文章都讲到说一个社会的衰败
It's because of the failures of our homes.
就是因为家庭的破碎。
Because God designed the family, the unit.
因为神的设计就是这个家庭的这个单位。
To be that unit, the foundation.
去成为一个的根基。
That rules over creation and to be God's representative.
来到管理所有的被造物，去代表神。
So marriage, this union of man and woman.
所以婚姻这个男同女的结合。
It is sacred.
是神圣的。
Because God is the one that created it.
因为是神所设立。
He's the one that designed it, ordained it.
是神所设计，是神所设立。
And he is the one that has promised to bless it.
他亦都是应许过要祝福的那一位。
Now we move on to verse 9.
那我们看到第九节了。
It reminds us that marriage is actually the work of God.
亦都提醒我们婚姻这件事是神的工作。
Leads us to our second point. Marriage is a mystical union that God joins together.
这就带到我们去第二点，讲到婚姻是一个奥秘的结合，是神所配合的。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Verse 7 says, the husband shall hold fast to his wife.
这里讲到做丈夫的要与妻子联合。
The Greek word is, it means to cleave, to cling on to.
希伯来文的意思就是要贴紧，要抓住。
To be faithfully devoted.
要忠诚的委身。
So God's design is that this family unit that is so foundational.
所以神去设立这个 家庭的这个单位就是这个基础。
That a man or woman shall leave that foundational unit.
而一个男同女要离开这个基础的单位。
And they will form their own.
去成立他们自己的单位。
You know, the idea of becoming one flesh.
这里二人成为一体。
It highlights that intimate unity in body, soul, and mind.
就是讲到
That together they will mutually be devoted to love.
他们就是彼此委身的去爱。
To focus their lives in caring for their family, for each other.
亦都去彼此的照顾，亦都照顾这个家庭。
That they together will serve and please and use their lives for the Lord.
他们一起的去侍奉神。
See, God made marriage a sacred covenant between one man and one woman. And during the wedding, when you bring your vows of love and chastity before the Lord,
当在一个婚姻里面，这对新人要交换这个誓言，讲到他们的爱和彼此当中的贞洁。
God is the one that unites them together.
是神将这两个人联合一起。
That's why it's so important, brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是这么重要了。
That God must be the foundation of our marriages.
神一定要成为我们婚姻的基础。
You know, Wayne Mack says, this is the secret of marital success.
而 Wayne Mack 牧师就是这样说，这个就是有一段成功的婚姻的秘诀。
We use this book during marriage counseling.
我们在婚前辅导，我们有读他所写的书。
And he says your relationship with God is the most important relationship in your relationship with each other.
他就这么说，在你们之间的关系当中，你们和神的关系是最重要的。
God must be the foundation of your household, of your marriage.
神一定要是你婚姻和你的家庭的根基。
You know, and he says, you know, this can't just be lip service.
但这个不是只是口讲。
It's not just intellectual knowledge.
不是只是一些头脑的知识。
But it's something that must be lived out.
但是要活出来的。
A husband, a wife,
做丈夫，做太太的。
Must make your relationship to Jesus a priority.
你一定要将你同耶稣嘅关系成为你嘅首要。
You must spend time each day in God's word and in prayer.
你必然每一天要用时间喺神嘅话语喺祷告里边。
And in the same way, you must pray and read God's word together.
你亦都要一齐嘅去读神嘅话语，一齐嘅去祈祷。
Ephesians 5 reminds us.
以弗所书第五章咁样提醒我哋。
Now, verse 18, Christians must be filled with the Spirit.
基督徒必然要被圣灵充满。
That means we must have a real relationship with Jesus daily.
意思就系话我哋每一日要同主耶稣基督有呢个关系。
There's a reading of God's word where He speaks to us.
当我哋去研读神嘅话语嘅时候，神就同我哋说话。
And there's prayer where we pray to God.
当我哋去祈祷嘅时候，我哋同神说话。
It must be God being our foundation.
神必然要成为我们的根基。
Because it is the living water of His Word.
因为是祂话语的活水。
The living water of His Word that feeds our soul.
祂话语的活水去喂养我们的灵。
We cannot let our souls run dry.
我们不可以使我们的灵枯干。
It's only fed by the words of God.
是唯独神的话语才喂养我们。
Now that's how we're filled with the Spirit.
我们就是这样被圣灵充满。
Then Ephesians 5 says, when you're filled with the Spirit,
以弗所书第五章说，当你被圣灵充满的时候，
then you can sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to one another.
你就能够彼此用诗章、颂词、灵歌的彼此劝戒。
When you're filled with the Spirit, that you have a reverence for Christ.
当你们被圣灵充满的时候，你就会敬畏基督。
And a love for one another.
你就会懂得怎样彼此的相爱。
And then in Ephesians 5:22-32, Paul gives us the exhortation to wives and husbands.
以弗所书第五章二十二至三十二节，保罗亦都去劝戒做丈夫做妻子的。
Wives are to submit to the husband.
你说做妻子的，你要顺服丈夫。
As the church submits to Christ.
正如教会顺服基督。
Husbands ought to love their wives.
而做丈夫的要爱妻子。
As Christ loves the church.
如同基督爱教会。
And gave himself up for her.
为教会舍己。
So what Paul here compares the union of a husband and wife in marriage.
在这里保罗就将做丈夫妻子的这个结合。
He compares that marriage to the union of Christ and his church.
同耶稣基督同教会呢个结合作一个比较。
And the two shall become one flesh.
二人成为一体。
That the husband and wife becoming one flesh.
丈夫同太太、妻子成为一体。
That the intimacy of that union.
而呢一个嘅亲密性。
Is used to describe the intimacy of Christ and His church.
就是去描述基督同教会嘅亲密。
And that is a profound mystery, Paul says.
呢一个保罗就话呢个极大嘅奥秘。
So when you build your marriage on the foundation of Christ,
当你在基督这个根基上面去建立你的婚姻，
It is God who cements your relationship together.
就是神去坚固这个的关系。
That is profound.
这个是极大的奥秘。
That's why he says, whatever God has joined together, let no man separate.
所以你要讲神所撮合的没人能够分开。
You know, marriage is designed to be an unbreakable covenant.
婚姻被設立的時候是要成為一個不能破碎的約。
Yes, it is the couple that decides to get married.
沒錯，是這一對的新人決定要結婚。
Yes, a pastor officiates the wedding.
沒錯，有牧師來到證婚。
But the main character in the event of marriage is God.
但是在婚姻的主角是神。
It's a worship of God.
是去敬拜神。
That's why Pastor Wong never lets you take any pictures during the wedding.
所以呢，当王牧师呢，唔会俾你喺婚姻呢个婚礼里边呢，俾你周围走去影相嘅。
Because the marriage should be a worship to God.
因为呢个嘅婚礼系敬拜神。
Since God is the one that joined the man and the woman together.
因为系神将呢一个男呢个女嚟到系结合。
Man has no right to destroy that relationship.
人就唔能够去破坏。
Marriage was meant to be permanent.
婚姻嘅原意系恒久嘅。
That is God's design.
呢个系神所设计。
That marriage, the image of marriage,
婚姻嘅呢一幅嘅图画
is the image of a covenant commitment between Christ and His church.
就系俾我哋睇到一幅嘅图画，主耶稣基督。对教会的这个委身。
So our marriages are called to reflect that.
所以我们的婚姻是要去表达这一点。
So that's what he's saying, when God joins a man and woman together.
所以这个是人所结合的。
And when God joins the church and the Christ together.
就好像当神将基督和教会来到结合。
Do not separate them.
人不能分开。
And that's the truth of what God's promise is.
这个就是神应许的真实。
God will never allow anything to separate Christ from His bride, the church.
神不会容许有任何的事情或者人去分开基督和他的教会。
And that's the truth that God wants us to live out in our marriages.
而在我们的婚姻里面，神就要我们活出这一点。
And when Jesus is alone with His disciples,
当耶稣他是单独的与他的门徒一起的时候，
He says to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery.
凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。
Now, what he says here reaffirms that sacredness of marriage to his
disciples. 在这里耶稣是再一次的去确定。
Reaffirms the sacredness of marriage.
他确定了婚姻的神圣。
Do you remember last couple weeks ago I preached on radical discipleship?
你记不记得早两个星期前我讲过一个极端的门徒呢？
This is also part of that.
其实这个也都是那里的一部分。
You know, what he's saying here is to follow Jesus, to be his disciples.
要去跟从耶稣做耶稣的门徒。
You must have radical obedience.
你必须要有一个极端的信服。
You must have radical obedience to follow after me.
你必须有一个极端的信服去跟随我。
Why?
为什么?
Because Jesus brings us a radical salvation.
因为耶稣所带给我们的是一个极端的救恩。
His dying on the cross brings us...
是他在十字架上面的死。
He brings us forgiveness of sins and a restored relationship to God.
他就将我们的罪得到赦免，使我们回复和神的关系。
That is radical.And it also brings us a radical change in our heart, in our nature.
亦都喺我哋嘅心，喺我哋嘅本性里边，作出呢一个极端嘅改变。
Ezekiel says that he changes our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh.
以西结书讲到话，佢将我哋嘅石心改成变为肉心。
Ezekiel 36 says, 26 verse 26, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone.From your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Now this is radical change.
呢一个系一个极端嘅改变。
That God brings to us through the power of His Spirit living within us.
系藉住佢嘅圣灵喺我哋嘅居喺我哋嘅心里边，让我哋有呢个改变。
It's our living by the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, we give that.God gives us power to live in radical obedience.
就是因为藉住圣灵居住在我们里面，我们凭着圣灵的大能而活，我们才能够活出这个极端的改变。
Jesus is telling them, you can't live this out on your own.
耶稣说你不可以靠自己。
You must live by the power of my spirit.
你一定要靠我圣灵的大能而活。
Therefore, live out your marriage vows.
所以当你要活出你的婚約的誓言，
It's by the power of my spirit that you will be able to do so.
是憑著我聖靈的大能你才能夠做得
到。 Live in a way
你要活的時候，
that others will see the truth of the unbreakable covenant of love of Christ.
要讓別人看到神這個愛的約是不能被破碎。
See, in many ways, this is a preventive measure by Jesus.
其實這裡就是神耶稣教我们去预防。
He's talking to all the followers that have come to follow him.
其实这里是跟每一个信徒来讲。
That if you're married now,
如果你现在是已婚，
let nothing break up your marriage.
不要让任何的事去破坏你的福音，你的婚姻。
Because it's by my power,
因为是凭着我的大能，
that he will make you holy.
使你成圣。
In the same way that Christ will never forsake the church.
亦都同時係，正如基督係永遠唔會撇下教會。
We are called not to forsake our marriages.
我哋亦都被呼召唔好撇下我哋嘅婚姻。
John Piper says these last two verses.
John Piper 牧師講到呢最後呢兩節。
That these are incredibly good news.
其實呢一個係一個好好嘅信息。
They are the gospel, he says.
佢話呢一啲其實就係福音啦。
We may fail in our obedience.
在我们的信服里面，我们会失败。
We may fail in living out the way that God wants us to live.
在我们要活出神，要我们活出的生命里面，我们都会失败。
But he says Jesus never will.
但是他这里讲到说，耶稣永远不会失败。
Jesus will never forsake his bride, the church.
耶稣永远不会撇下他的教会。
He'll always love her.
永远的爱护。
He always takes her back when she wanders.
就算她在外面漂流都好，神都会再悦纳她。
He always protects her.
永远的保护她。
He always delights in her.
永远在她里面有份喜悦。
And we,
而我们呢?
Whether we're single, married, or married many times,
或许我们是单身的，或者我们是已婚的，或者我们是重婚的。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们每一个人都是被得救的罪人。
That in our failures, if we repent and trust the Lord as our Savior,
在我们的失败，在我们的跌倒里面，如果我们认罪悔改，回到去耶稣基督那里，
We are in that bride.
我们就是这个的新妇。
We are part of that church.
我们就是教会的一部分。
And everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
而每一个相信主耶稣基督的，在主耶稣基督的名底下，他们罪得赦免。
Though we may struggle.
没错，我们会有挣扎。
We will even fail.
没错，我们说他失败。
But God's grace will always be sufficient in Christ.
但是神的恩典在基督里面永远是足够的。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your,
天父，我们多谢你。
For this wonderful view of marriage.
让我们看到婚姻这个美丽的图画。
Thank you for helping us see.
多谢你帮我们去看见。
The sacredness of this union.
在这个的结合里面的神圣。
And you have designed marriage.
是你设立婚姻。
To be a holy covenant.
是一个神圣的约。
To be a reflection of Christ's love for the church.
去反映基督对教会的爱。
Lord, we thank you for your unconditional.
天父，我哋多谢你系呢一个冇要求嘅爱。
An unwavering love for us.
一个不摇动嘅爱对我哋。
Though many times we will fall short.
冇错，好多时我哋都系不足。
Your love and grace is always sufficient for us.
但系你对我哋嘅爱同恩典系永远都足够。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
天父，我哋祈求你嘅灵浇灌喺我哋当中。
Help us to understand this radical salvation that you've given to us.
帮助我哋去明白你已经赐过呢个极端嘅救恩俾过我哋。
That you died.
你死。
So that my sins can be forgiven.
因为你嘅死，我嘅罪能够得着赦免。
You died.
So that I can have a relationship to God. 以致我同神能够有呢个关系。
To be able to call God Abba Father.
能够称神为我嘅阿爸父。
You've given us this radical change of heart.
亦都将呢个极端嘅改变了我哋嘅心。
That enables us to live in obedience to your will.
让我哋能够顺服你嘅旨意。
Father, we pray that you'll give each and every person here. Your strength through the Spirit.
我哋祈求藉住你嘅圣灵，主你使我哋在座每一位能够刚强起来。
And as we preach about marriage, that you will strengthen every married couple here.
当我哋讲到婚姻嘅时候，亦都求神你坚固喺我哋当中每一段嘅婚姻。
Lord, for you know our struggles.
你知道我哋嘅难处。
For marriage is never easy.
因为婚姻实在不容易。
As it is a union of two sinners living together.
因为是两个罪人一起的生活。
And we'll always find ways to sin against each other.
我们必然的会去使别人犯罪。
The Lord help us as married couples.
天父，当我们是已婚的。
To have Christ as our foundation.
帮助我们以基督为我们的根基。
That it will be your word that feeds our soul.
是你的话语去喂养我们的灵。
It'll be your word, your spirit that will unite our marriages.
是你的灵，你的话语使我们的婚姻来到配合。
To make it a reflection.
来到去反映。
To make it a worship.
来到敬拜。
To be a witness.
去见证。
Of your love for your church.
你对教会的爱。
Father, may you fill us with your spirit.
天父，求你的灵
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.